Do you want more choice in life's challenges? On this video, you're going to discover how your body and brain can work together and help you have more choice, especially when challenges arise, both in your body and in that gray matter between your head. So I am Angela McMillan. I'm a digital marketing coach for embodiment business professionals, and I host the Let's Get Real Festival. So this is Let's Get Real TV. So welcome. Before I introduce my guest today, Sue, I want to acknowledge that the land that I stand on is Kaurna land of the Adelaide Plains. And I recognize that the Kaurna people respect this, and I respect their spiritual relationship with this country. Now stay to the end because we've got some giveaways for you before the festival. But firstly, today I'm chatting with Sue, one of the presenters who's sharing her wisdom on this exact thing about having more choices in life challenges. And I know personally that what we're going to talk about today has helped me through life challenges, and one in particular in the last few months that I've had to navigate through. So welcome, Sue. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for having me. I'm very passionate about what I teach, and it's exciting to be able to share this with other people who might be feeling that they're stuck, just like I've been and like most of us go through.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that to do with life, isn't it?
It is.
And I really thank you for joining the festival, because I know how much courage it takes to step onto the stage, both here, yes, virtually and in person. So for those listening, our festival is happening, oh my gosh, how close is it, Sue? Like days away.
It is.
the 10th to the 15th of March, the box office is open now. And if you've never experienced this movement practice that we're talking about today, the Feldenkrais method, we have some free 20-minute lessons happening inside the Movement Online Academy. And we'll share more details about that in a moment. But first, I would love to know, Sue, who would benefit most listening to your presentation? Who would you like to see in the audience?
Yes, well, it's really anyone who feels like that they would like a pathway out of a challenge that they find themselves in. And often it's a movement challenge, but it can really have an impact on all of us, or all of ourselves. Certainly for myself, I took no notice of my body when I had in my original career as an educator in schools. And when my body started to let me know that there were issues, generally through pain, I had to come and face this as a challenge. Okay, is this, what can I do about this? And so I'm looking for sharing the body-brain connection that I had to work with and discover, which through the Feldenkrais method, so that I want to share that with anyone who comes into our festival, to my presentation. And the absolutely wonderful thing about what we do to find this pathway is that it's available for anybody. It's not something that you have to be really good at. It's not something you need equipment for. It's not something that you need special skills for. Anybody can enjoy this way out of the challenges that face you. It's a pretty special way of dealing with these things. Yeah.
And I think this would resonate with so many people. They spend their lifetime focused on their careers, their relationships, their children, and especially women often neglect looking after themselves and their body. And so your stories, it probably resonates with a lot of people.
For sure. And it really is a surprise to people. You know, I was teaching a class yesterday, and at the end of it, the person said to me, I've just was never aware of myself. I only if I hurt. And now I'm so curious to see how I can move and feel better by, you know, understanding how this process works. Pretty exciting.
Exactly. And Sonia in the comments is saying it's such a great topic. So many people put themselves on hold until the pain becomes too great to ignore. Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, let us know in the comments if that's you.
And I don't know if you know the phrase, the body keeps score. And, you know, eventually it comes the time when you have to acknowledge, oh, I do need to take care of myself. And now what do I do? How do I do that? And try lots of different things. I just think this is an amazing pathway out of that situation.
Yeah, people spend thousands of dollars seeing experts here, there and everywhere, and then often they find us at their last hope. We're trying to change that. We're trying to skip before to come straight to us, but we'll see if that happens. Why did you choose this topic?
Yeah, well, it became very pertinent to myself. And I will tell my full story in the presentation, but I had gotten to a situation where I felt stuck. Things hurt. I was thinking maybe this is it. And this is what life's going to be like for me. But I discovered that you can have choice. And I discovered this pathway out by the body-brain connection. And I want to look at, in my presentation, I want to look at two achievable sort of tools or ways that you can find this for yourself. And, you know, the research is supporting this. It's exciting to see what is being said about neuroplasticity and how we engage our brain and how this brings change. I'm living proof. I've just turned 70 and I'm moving really well. So it's finding that pathway that I want to share. And I chose this topic because it's I think it is important that people have that sense of it's sort of like control. Some of the people I see, you can see in their eyes, they're like, oh, is this it? Is this what my life's going to be like now? And when they find, there's a pathway, then it's a real relief that you can find this choice. You have choice. Choice is hope. Hope's important.
So true. Mm. And Lisa in the comments says, that's so inspiring, Sue. So Lisa and Sonia are both presenters on the festival, so go follow them if you see their comments there. So you also have a panel speaker as well. So for this festival, I asked the team, what do we call it? Neuro Squad is what Dorothy came up with. We're running with that, the Neuro Squad. I asked them to invite guest speakers for a panel discussion, and you have a lovely colleague of ours joining us. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Jenny?
Yes. Okay, so I've invited Jenny Evans, who is well known in the Australian Feldenkrais circle world, and she is an international trainer of Feldenkrais teachers. She's also an international trainer in neuro-linguistic programming. So the topic I've put to her is, what is our capacity to change? What capacity do we have? And like her fields of expertise, you know, will mean that she's got so much to contribute to understanding this, how this is possible for us. She has great experience with a lot of practitioners. In fact, she organises a lot of trainings for people who've discovered the method and want to go on and teach it. So she's seen a lot of people change. And in her study, she's able to also support her, what she's seen happening. So I'm very excited about chatting to Jenny. It'll be the two of us. and I will be digging around to find some interesting information for all of us.
Fantastic. To learn from and, of course, people in the live, we can ask questions as well. I actually want to tell a story about Jenny Evans.
Oh. Okay.
I met Jenny Evans. We had a Feldenkrais, Australian Feldenkrais conference in Queensland a number of years ago now. I don't know if you were there or you.
I think I was.
Yeah. Well, we didn't meet then. She won this competition about how to explain Feldenkrais. And I'll tell you what she did. She was saying that, so one guy was standing, the bus was coming and he had to run for the bus. He trips over, breaks his leg, and then instead of catching the bus and going the way he's meant to go, the ambulance had to come and pick him up. Then Jenny says, and then the next person comes along, they're running to catch the bus, they trip, yeah. They judo roll, they stand up and they catch the bus.
Yes.
And if those people, if you don't know, Judo Roll is a series that Moshe Feldenkrais put together, and it's a very famous series, and basically we learn how to judo roll in such a fluid, beautiful, comfortable way. And during my training when we did that series, people that have never, ever judo rolled before were doing them, like, after the series. So, yeah, that's my memory of Jenny Evans.
Jenny Evans. And a good thing is if you you think, oh, judo rolls, oh, are scary, it's, the beautiful thing is finding a balance, finding more about leading into the next thing, my ATM. It's about finding out more about your feet and how you can be solid and secure in your world.
Yeah, and I will mention the judo roll series, you don't roll over until you've done about 7 or 8 lessons.
Yeah, it is.
In fact, if you do purchase, I'll drop the link in a moment to the festival. If you purchase the VIP package, I do have some of the judo roll series in the VIP package. So you can experience that there. I'll drop the link in the chat. While I do that, do you want to share about your lesson that we're doing today?
Yes. So the lesson today I've called Fabulous Feet. And some people, they may think, feet, my feet feel okay. They don't hurt at all. But our lessons are about finding the connection of all of ourselves. So the effect that you can have from actually spending a little time exploring sensation through your feet can have implications throughout yourself. So it's a 20-minute lesson and it's a good chance to experience what we do.
Yeah. So a few of the practitioners, so what we're doing is we, the Neuro Squad, are doing the lessons and then we're telling about our experience and then we share them in the community. So Sue's lesson is today and here's some of what we shared with each other. I really enjoyed feeling of how soft the whole length of my side was after doing the first foot and the legs were rested. First time in ages, I had this slight niggle in my right ankle and I went for a run the other day and I could feel it exactly where it was and it totally eased off. So another one had a cramp in the right middle of her foot and toes and started with playing with the breath and it released. So really, really fun lesson to do.
It is. Yeah. So there's a sneaky little bit of work on breathing in there as well in this lesson. So there's a nice combination.
Breathing's always great to do with movement. So our festival is starting this Sunday, Saturday night for the US, March 10 to 15. Tickets are $9 for the first 100. And I can tell you there's not many of the $100 tickets left. They are flying out the door, Sue. Probably by the end of the day.
The $9 tickets? The 9 or the 11?
The $9 tickets. There's only $2 left. So we only have 100 $9 tickets. I'm thinking by the end of today. They will all be gone. That's how many's left. So jump in. And there are VIP packages, as I mentioned. So grab your ticket now. They're $9. And then once those 100 have gone, there's $11 tickets coming out. So would you like to share anything else with the audience before we?
Well, I think what the team has done here is amazing to bring this presentation of possibilities of understanding how the body-brain connection works. And to be fair, we need to say thank you to Angela. Angela is our coach, a digital coach, and she does amazing work with us and also behind the scenes, huge. And, you know, just to have this opportunity, we've got a wonderful keynote speaker, we've got panels and lessons, and then hearing from the presenters. What an opportunity to say thank you to Angela for making this happen and the team for being there as well.
And just so everyone knows, this is just the start of what we do in our community. It's a once-off week packed of activities, you know, but we have ongoing presentations and offers inside the community that you can access as well. So
it's an amazing space.
Yeah. Actually, let me, before I go, make sure you go to, if you want to join the lesson in about, almost 40 minutes, movementonlineacademy.com. That's where you can sign in for free. If you want to join us for the festival, grab your ticket. But the movementonlineacademy.com is where you can join for free and check us out. If you're not sure, come check us out and then buy your ticket to the festival. But the $9 ticket are selling fast. So excellent. Thanks again, Sue, for joining me today.
Great. It's so exciting and I'm really happy to be at the festival.
Yay. Thank you.